There's a famous pasuk in the Parashas VaYikra about sword dvash o saktiro, that you don't bring when you're bringing a karban. So there's certain things, as we'll see, that must be on every karban, but there are other things that are prohibited to be put on the karban. And so oar udvash, so we'll call sore sourdough for our purposes. Ki kol soor v'chol dvash lo saktir v'meno isha l'Hashem. So that's pasuk perek beis, pasuk yud aleph. That you can't put anything with sourdough or honey. With your carbon. So what's the message of not having sourdough or honey with the carbon? So there's a famous Rambam in Shmona Prakim. The Rambam talks about the golden path, the middle road. He says, if generally all extremes are bad, only someone who has a sickness goes to extreme. In other words, let's say someone has an infection. So if you have an infection, you take antibiotic. So someone will say, well, this person was sick, had an infection, he took antibiotic, he's better. How much more so? How great I'll feel if I take antibiotic. That's not the way it works. Antibiotic fills up a deficiency. In other words, you're sick, you have to make up for it. So if you have an extreme, sometimes you got to go to the extreme measures. Like the Rambam says, like if you have a rod and it's bent to the left and you want to get back to the middle, if you just bend it to the middle, it'll end up coming back to the left. But if you bend it all the way to the right, you have to be careful not to bend it too far, it'll break. But if you move it to the right, eventually it'll get back to the middle. So all extremes are bad, but in certain situations, you got to go to extremes to get back to the middle. So that's the golden mean. That's how Rav Soloveitchik explained the Gemara in Sukkah. When it talks about the hadassim, we know hadassim has to be meshulash, has to be the three have to come out from the same, you know, level in terms of that on the myrtle. So the question is, the Gemara says you don't have it, Gemara has an expression, hadas shota. What do you mean hadas shota? Like a psycho hadas? I mean, they say the hadas is puzzle. So Rav Soloveitchik points out, now what's the pshat? Because what's the difference between a child and an adult? An adult is either a child when they're playing with the blocks or dolls, the kulo simcha. A kid have a greater joy. The next second, if they lose something, they're crying hysterically. As a child, they don't have balance, so they don't have a perspective. Whatever they see, it's total simcha, and that's okay for a child. But for an adult, you're supposed to always, no matter how good the situation, you always have to temper it. You know, that's one of the reasons at a wedding, we break the glass. And also when you're down, you have to realize it's not the worst thing in the world. There's some good also. So, as Rav Yosef Shaul Nonson explains, that that's the lesson of not having honey and soor, is those are two extremes. One is sourdough, and the other is sweet. All extremes are bad. And therefore, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, it always has to be the middle road. That's symbolic by the situation of not having extremes. And so Rabbi Lamb gave this in one of his sermons in the 1960s, I was reading over Shabbos, and basically explained, of course it doesn't mean, when we say the middle road, doesn't mean the middle road in our commitment. We don't say, well, I'll go halfway, I'll eat kosher in the home and trafe outside. No, when it comes to ideals, you're all in. Wherever the truth takes you, like it says, like emes, the word emes is the first letter, the middle letter, and the last letter. If you're looking for truth, you never know where you're going to find it. It could be in the beginning. It could be at one extreme, the other extreme. It could be right in the middle. When you look for truth, you got to find the truth. But it means in terms of how you express it, how you deal with it, how you deal with people, that has to be with balance and a balanced approach. So he explains that, so obviously the Rambam means in principle, and that's why we don't have extremism doesn't belong. We don't have, in Judaism, we don't have sourdough and we don't put honey, two extremes. We don't let, however, he points out, the Torah points out that on every carbon you have to have salt, as he calls it, a pinch of salt. What's salt, the different, why is salt okay, but let's say the other barbecue sauce, the other honey garlic sauce, that's not good, Zoran Devash, because Zoran Devash is an external thing. That salt, it brings out the taste within the food. It brings out an inner beauty that we don't want to bring in from, we don't want to bring in outside external things, but when it comes to the salt makes you even better. It takes out the good qualities, the good taste, and it enhances it. And that's why we find out that even when we have different halachas, there's certain times we have things that are permitted, but even then, when they're permitted, doesn't mean the fact that something's permitted doesn't mean you have to do it and go ahead and do it in the extreme. His example I think he gave was an Erev. So obviously you put an Erev for mitzvah purposes, but to do inappropriate things on the Erev, so that's not appropriate, like it's not the reason whatever inappropriate things are. We'll leave that out of this discussion. In other words, you have to have the Arab, you can't exploit it. You have to use like a pinch of salt. You gotta use it to make it that you don't offend other people who, if they aren't carrying, or if they are, you're using it for proper things. And we find Kadesh, even sometimes when things are mutter, we Kadesh Atzmacha. And we have the principle that sometimes if your person's not gonna listen, the mitzvah Ochiach Tochiach doesn't apply, because the whole point is to, if the goal is to get them to change, and by rebuking them will make it worse. So that's the yisod here, that the one, that's the yisod of extremes. We don't have milk, we don't have seor and dvash, we don't have sourdough and honey, because all extremes are bad, and that's why exemplified by that not on the Mizbeach. However, salt we do have, salt brings out your inner self, it brings out the taste from within, not from without, and therefore it enhances, and it's telling us the way we deal with people has to be with a pinch of salt, that we have to go ahead, and even if we disagree, or even when we're explaining our principles, we have to do it in a way where people will be more willing to, you know, to hear and listen.